The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Here's to my future, here's to my
yesterday.
Here's to change, oh, here's to my
yesterday.
No tomorrow without a
yesterday.
Here's to my future.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. Hey, check out me on Instagram. It's at Sean Green Show Official if you want to check me out on Instagram. Also, WGN Plus, if you want to check me out on WGN Plus, you can check me out there as well. Thanks to the Tribune Company for that. If you recognize that Imagine Dragons song, Yesterday is also the theme to Fox's Proven Innocence that is on Fridays, 9, 8 Central on Fox. And somebody that's pretty cool, and I met a few years ago here in Chicago, Kat Sass, who's actually going to be on an episode of Proven Innocent tomorrow, and I'm going to bring her in on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. So, okay, first of all, I want to know, how did you land this role? Just the whole experience of being on set.
It was absolutely an incredible experience. I definitely wasn't expecting it. So I also work in addition to being a full-time drag queen, I work in film and television as a production designer and art director. And I had worked with this fabulous woman named Toni, who's one of the locations people on Proven Innocent, previously on another project that went on Netflix. And she liked my drag, and she was like, you've got to see this drag queen. So she showed it to the director, Danny Strong, and the producers and showrunners. She showed them my Instagram and all my information, and they were like, okay, she's really interesting, let's bring her in. So Claire Simon Casting brought me in, and they're local, they're super awesome. And when I got there, they were like, well, my drag is severe and it's gigantic, and I brought my biggest looks. But I got there and they were like, "Are you a woman?" And I was like, "Well, I'm gender nonconforming, but I'm biologically female. Yes, I definitely didn't think. I only thought that I was going to get seen for the part. I definitely didn't think they were going to cast me because of my birth gender." Mm-hmm. And even though I'm a member of the queer community and I'm queer myself, I just didn't know, like a lot of people, like drag is becoming more mainstream, it's becoming more popular, but a lot of people don't think about it at all or don't know about it, particularly people that might like watch a major network television show. So I definitely had no idea that I was going to get cast at all, but I went in and I gave it my all, and they called me back, and I was like, this is strange. I don't know why they're calling me back. I mean, I did my best. I did a drop split in Claire Simon's office in front of Claire Simon, for God's sakes.
Oh, wow.
And it was a lot. Well, I was like, I didn't think I would get it at all. So I was like, let me just like respectfully do the most.
Yeah.
And so I went in for the callback, and they had me learn the song that I sing on the episode, which I don't know if I should spoil it or. But
no,
I
no, no, don't spoil it. We want people to tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely
at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
if you're in the Chicago area, you're gonna tune in at 8 o'clock to actually watch Kat Sass perform. The first time I ever saw your drag was at Berlin Nightclub. And,
oh, I love Berlin.
Oh my God, it's a great place. When I first saw it, and I was like, this is something special. And I mean, there are a lot of acts that come in and out through that place, and
yeah,
yours was one of the ones that actually stood out. And to hear that you've gotten a part on a primetime TV show, I mean, that's huge. And Fox of all places, because nowadays it's like, you know, it's like you said, it's becoming more mainstream, and that's a good thing, because it's exposing people to a whole nother world. That's cool.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is. I actually, the director Danny Strong, he was Dick Wolf of like Law and Order fame, his protege, and he's just this genius, like brilliant director, and he's, I believe, one of the executive producers. He's the person that went to the mat for me, because a lot of everyone was like, they told me they watched my audition like 20 times. That was filmed. They like couldn't stop watching it. And then somebody said to Danny, you know, that is a woman. And even though, again, I do not identify as a woman, I identify as gender non-binary. And Danny said, well, this episode, isn't this episode about anti-discrimination? Kat Sass is the right person for this job. So I would like to give it to Kat Sass. You know, and I just thought that was so cool and so forward thinking. And I can't believe that my queer ass is going to be on Fox. That's just insane.
That's going to be great. And then the name of the episode is called
The Struggle for Stonewall.
Now that this is done, what's next for Kat Sass?
Well, I did get a bunch of offers in the last 24 hours, and we're sorting through stuff right now and figuring out what we're doing next. But this is actually isn't my first time having Kat Sass on a screen. I was in the movie Signature Move, which is on Amazon Prime. Again, that's like Signature Move. And it's a super amazing queer romantic comedy. And it won a lot of awards. It's director Jennifer Reeder. She has one of the most anticipated films of 2019 coming out that I worked on, called Knives and Skin. So I worked on Signature Move with her in front of the camera, and then Knives and Skin behind the camera. And also I'm in a film called Two in the Bush, and it's this like wonderful sex positive comedy, and that I think will be available on Amazon Prime at some point soon. So this is my first like go on national television, but I think it's really interesting to be able to continue to do like some really fun, you know, TV and film projects. I've been approached with some things, but nothing that seemed right. I would rather, like, I know people think, you know, oh, I should spit out merch now, I should do this now, I should do that now. Well, I just am not interested in doing anything that doesn't make sense to me.
So you have all this stuff going on, and you still have time to actually do drag, which I find amazing, because like somebody like me with that type of schedule, I'll probably be passed out right about now. And you are going to be at Berlin Nightclub at Goddess, and when would that be?
So I have a show that's 3 years old with Lucky Stiff, who's an amazing drag queen that I just love. They're just one of my best friends in the world, and we create these massive like performance art drag raves. It's more than just a drag show, which I don't mean to disparage a drag show in any sense of things, but it's extremely well considered and well curated. Our next show is April 19th, and it'll be at Berlin Nightclub. And the theme is Rites of Spring, like R-I-T-E-S. And so it's very like about, you know, bunnies and sex and the bacchanalia and wine. And it's definitely going to be, I would describe it as our most like indulgent event that we do every year. We just sort of indulge in all of the most sexy, lovely things in life for this particular show. And I'll be playing my friend Discord Adams, and I just formed a band, and we're an all drag live singing, live performing, instrument playing band. And we'll be playing our second event as the finale of that Goddess. So I'm super excited about that.
Wow. And then you're doing Milwaukee and Minneapolis Pride as well, right?
Yes, I am. I will be doing, I just confirm those things, but yes, I'll be in Milwaukee the first weekend of June, and I'll be in Minneapolis June 21st through 24th. So I'm definitely excited about that, and I love Milwaukee. Milwaukee drag is freaking awesome. It is full of just the most like creative, beautiful people, and every time I get a chance to go back there, everyone just loves drag with all their heart. And this will be my first time going to Minneapolis, so I'm super pumped about that. I think it's going to be a wild time. I think I'm doing 7 shows in 3 days.
Oh, wow. And there you have it. Kat Sass, thanks so much for doing this. Make sure you guys tune in to Proven Innocent tomorrow night, and watch every Fridays. It's 9, 8, Central on Fox. You'll get a chance to see Cat Sass in action on primetime TV. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, if you're in Chicago and you want to check Cat Sass out live at Berlin Nightclub, April 19th, it's the Rites of Spring show. So make sure you guys check out Cat Sass at Berlin Nightclub. And it's going to be a good show. And if you haven't seen Cat Sass perform, I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed when you see her perform. So,
no, thank you, my love. Yeah, you can check out a lot of my performances and looks on my Instagram at kat.sass. That's Cat with a K and Sass with an S. And you can check me out on Twitter at I Hate Cat Sass, again with a K and an S. Those are good places to like check out what I'm doing, what I'm working on, and what I'm showing up to the minute.
Oh, great. And there you have it. Cat Sass, thanks so much for joining me. And make sure you guys check out Proven Innocent tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central. Not 9 if you're somewhere else, but make sure you check it out tomorrow night. You'll get a chance to see it. Thanks so much, Cat Sass.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, I love it. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.